بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم everyone and welcome to our online session on the text of Imam Hassan Shurumbulali رحمه الله المراقي السعادات. We are in the Bab al-Salah, the chapter of prayer, and we have reached the section on, we completed adhan and iqama. We should be on the conditions of the salah, and that's where we will commence from insha'Allah. Shurut al-salah wa arkaniha. Bab shurut al-salah wa arkaniha. The chapter on the conditions of the prayer and the integrals. So inshallah, we'll be covering both these. We'll read the Arabic as we have been doing, and then we'll go through the translation bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So Imam Ash-Shurumbulali rahimahullah, he says, la yasihhu shuru' fi salah illa bi wujud shara'itiha wa hiya الأول الطهارة من الحدث الأصغر والأكبر، والثاني الطهارة من الخبث الذي لا يعفى عنه في الثوب والمكان والجسد، الثالث ستر العورة وهي ما تحت سرة الرجل إلى ما تحت ركبتي، وجميع جسد الحرة إلا وجهها وكفيها وقدميها، والأمة كالرجل وتزيد الأمى البطن والظهر، والرابع استقبال عين القبلة للمكي وجهتها لغيره، والخامس الوقت، والسادس النية ومحلها القلب، والسابع التحريمة ومحلها اللسان فلا بد من نطق بها بحيث يسمع نطقه بها، ولا بد من اتصالها بالنية بلا فاصل مضر كلام وأكل وعمل المنافق، وجميع ما في الصلاة تتعلق بالنطق إلا النية فليتنبه له، ويسقط بعض الشروط لعذر كعدم ما يزيل النجس الكثير، وعدم الساتر، وخوف عدو يمنع استقبال القبلة فيصلي إلى جهة أمنه، ومن عجز عن الاستقبال لنحو مرض يصلي لجهة قدرته، ومن اشتبهت عليه القبلة حر أو اشتبه عليه الطهور في الأواني وهو غالبها أو أحد الثياب الطاهرة يتحرى. So the Sheikh رحمه الله, he says that it is not valid to begin any to commence any act of salah of prayer except or without having fulfilled its conditions. And what are those conditions? Well, here they are at-taharatu min al-hadath al-asghar wal-akbar, being in a state of ritual purity from both minor and major ritual impurity. So major ritual impurity is that which requires a ghusl. So we cannot begin prayer if we are in need of that full purificatory bath. And we cannot commence praying if we are not in a state of minor ritual purity, i.e. We don't have wudu. And we've covered the rulings of wudu in earlier sessions. والثاني, and the second, الطهارة من الخبث الذي لا يعفى عنه في الثوب والمكان والجسد. The person has to be free of any physical filth on one's garments, body and place of prayer. And the place of prayer is where the parts of the body will have to touch when one is in prostration. Then he says, rahimahullah, وَالثَّالِثِ تَتَرُ الْعَوْرَةِ, covering one's nakedness, الْعَوْرَةِ, one's exposed parts of the body. And what are they? وَهِيَ مَا تَحْتَ سُرَّةِ الرَّجُلِ إِلَى مَا تَحْتَ رُكْبَتَيْ, For men, the nakedness, what is considered nakedness according to the Sharia of a man, is the area below the navel until right below the knees. So below the navel to right below the knees. وَجَمِيعُ جَسَدِ الْحُرَّةِ إِلَّا وَجَهَهَا وَكَفَيْهَا وَقَدَمَيْهَا. And as for a woman, a free woman, her entire body is awra, except her two hands, except for her face, her two hands and her two feet. Wal amatu, and the servant girl, the slave girl, the ruling for her, her awra is karajul, just like the man. So it'll be between the navel and over the knees, below the navel and over the knees. وَتَزِيدُ الْأَمَةُ الْبَطَنَ وَالظَّهَرُ. What's included as part of her awra, the slave girl, the awra, is her stomach and her back. وَالرَّابِعُ استِقْبَالُ عَيْنِ الْقِبْلَ لِلْمَكِّي وَجِهَتِهَا لِغَيْرٍ. And the other condition is, the fourth condition is facing the qibla, i.e. the Kaaba musharrafa, the Kaaba itself, facing the Kaaba itself for someone who is in Mecca al-Mukarramah and who can see the Kaaba musharrafa. And anyone who is not a Makki, a person who is a resident of Mecca, then the direction, the jiha of the qibla is a condition. والخامس الوقت, the entrance of the prayer time. And that includes one's conviction that it's a prayer time as well. والسادس النية ومحلها القلب. The intention, and the place of the intention is the heart. And the intention is that firm determination in the heart to do something. Then it says, وَسَابِعْ تَحْرِيمَتُ. The seventh condition is saying the opening Allahu Akbar, the opening commencement recital of the prayer. وَمَحَلُّهَا lisan, and the place of that is the tongue. Hence, it must be uttered. فَلَا بُدَّ مِنَ النُّطْقِ بِحَيْثُ يَسْمِعُ نُطْقَهُ بِهَا. One has to say Allahu Akbar sufficiently such that one can hear oneself. So it has to be uttered in a way that one can hear oneself. Then he says, وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ اِتَّصَالِهَا بِالنِّيَّةِ بِلَا فَاصِلٍ مُضِرٍ كَكَلَامٍ أَوْ أَكْلٍ أَوْ عَمْلٍ مُنَافٍ وَجَمِيعُ مَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ تَتَعَلَّقْ بِالنُّطْقِ إِلَّا النِّيَّةِ فَلْيُتَنَبَّهْ لَهُ. The utterance must coincide with the intention in the heart. So when one makes the intention, then one says, one says Allahu Akbar. One must do it in a way where the two are together. And one must make the intention to pray. But one must not have something that breaks one's intention. So if you have the intention to pray, then one shouldn't do an action which contradicts that one's about to pray. So he says here, وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ اِتَّصَالِهَا بِالنِّيَّةِ بِلَا فَاصِلٍ مُضِرٍ. You can't make the niyyah to pray and then start doing something that has no connection with the prayer, like you start to have your lunch or your breakfast, or you start to do some kind of work, housework or something. I don't know, you can't make the intention to pray and then go mow the lawn or something. Then it says, وَجَمِيعُ مَا فِي صَرَى يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالنُّطْقِ إِلَّا النِّيَّةِ فَلْيُتَنَبَّهْ بِهِ. Everything uttered in the prayer, which other than the intention, takes the same ruling, so one should give it due consideration. Everything is related to uttering, except the niyyah in the prayer. So think about that. Give that its due attention. Then he says, وَيَسْقُطُ بَعْضُ شُرُوطِ لِعُذْرٍ كَعَدْمِ مَا يُزِيلُ النَّجَسُ الْكَثِيرُ. Some of the above conditions he just mentioned are excused, are overlooked if there is a valid excuse for it. Such as, كعدم ما يزيل النجس الكثير, such as any, you know, anything that is required to remove excessive filth, وعدم الساتر, without lack of covering, not having a covering for oneself, like a garment or clothing, وخوف عدو يمنع استقبال القبلة, or if one is afraid or fearful of an enemy preventing one from facing the Qibla or some other reality or reason, فيصلي إلى جهة أمنه, in which case one prays in the direction that one is safe, he feels secure and safe. ومن عجز عن الاستقبال لنحو مرض يصلي لجهة قدرته. Or if one just isn't able to face the Qibla, the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa, to pray due to some illness, لِنَحْوِ مَرَضٍ يُصَلِّي لِجِهَةِ قُدْرَتِهِ, then he prays in whatever direction one is able to pray. Then one must pray in whatever direction one is able to pray. وَمَنْ اشْتَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْقِبْلَةِ تحرر. Whoever is, if one does not know the direction of the Qibla, i.e. the direction of the Qibla is not clear for them, i.e. there's no way of them knowing where is the direction of the Qibla, there's no access to a mosque to know which direction the mihrab is to pointing towards Mecca al-Mukarrama, or whatever, you know, there's no access to sat-navs, or sorry, to apps. If one's in a car, one doesn't have access to any, devices that can help them locate anything related to the Qibla, then what one must do is make a reasonable and educated guess and pray in that direction. أو اشتبه عليه الطهور في الأواني. If one does not know, if one has, for example, أو اشتبه عليه الطهور في الأواني وهو ثياب الطاهرة يتحرى. So, if a person has, containers and more than half of them contain purifying water, or majority of them contain purifying water, and the person has doubt, it's not clear for them which of those containers contain purifying water, he should just make his best guess and then use the water of that container. So you've got all these containers in front of you, you're not sure which one is got purifying water in it, water to be used to purify oneself. Then one makes the best educated guess one can, and then one prays. So one uses the water from those containers, and then you praise. Then he says, أو أحد الثياب الطاهرة يتحرى. So in the case where one has lots of clothes, garments, and at least one of them is pure, he should make an educated guess which one is the purest and pray in it. So in other words, if you're not sure what direction the Qibla is, you're not sure if the water you use was purifying water, if you're not sure that the clothes you're wearing is pure enough to pray in, you make your best guess which one out of the ones that you're sure of, you make the best guess and you go with that. Then he says, Rahimahullah, wa arkanu salah, the integrals of the prayer, wa arkanuha, الأول التحريمة عند محمد وعندهما شرط والثاني القيام في غير نفل للقادر والثالث القراءة ولو آية في ركعتي الفرض وكل نفل والوتر إذا لم يكن مقتديا لأنه لا قراءة عليه. And then he says رحمه الله, والرابع الركوع، والخامس السجود بجبهته ويديه وركبتيه وباطن أطراف قدميه، والسادس القعدة الأخيرة مقدار التشهد. يفترض الخروج بصنع المصلي، ويجب أن يكون الخروج منها بلفظ السلام في كل صلاة كما سنذكر. So he says, rahimahullah, what are some of the integrals of the prayer? He says, the first is saying the tahreema. And this is according to Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, but according to Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Abu Hanifa, it is a shart, it's a condition. And he just mentioned that about standing. Standing, al-qiyam, fi ghayri naflin, li ghayri nafli lil-qadir. Standing is a pillar of the prayer, is an integral of the prayer, if one is physically able to stand, except for the case of voluntary prayers. Yeah? So voluntary prayers may be done sitting down, but you know, if one has no excuse to sit down, then one ought to pray them standing up to get the maximum reward. The exception that the ulama mention is not to sit praying, not to pray sitting down for the two raka'ah of sunnah for the fajr prayer, simply because that is one of the most strongest and emphasized sunnah acts. Then he says, al-qira'ah, recitation of the Quran, if only one verse, walaw ayah, fi raka'atay al-fard, in any two unit or compartments of the obligatory prayer, وكل النفل والوتر, and to pray and to recite these the minimum of one verse in voluntary prayers and in the witr prayer, unless إذا لم يكن مقتديا لأنه لا قراءة للمقتدي. So there is no, if someone is following an imam, a muqtadi, lam yakun muqtadiyan, then one does not have to recite, one must not recite the surah behind the imam. The imam's recitation is sufficient for the ones following behind him. So basically, there's no recitation of the Quran for the one following an imam in prayer. Number four, bowing, a ruku', and this is defined generally as, if one were to outstretch their hands, they could touch their knees. And standing position is al-qiyam is often defined as if you were to be in a position such that if you were to outstretch your hands, you couldn't touch your knees. That would be considered a standing position. Al-khamis, as-sujudu, as-sujud, prostration, involving what? Bi-jabahati wa yaday wa rukbatay wa batin al-atraf qadamay. Prostration, which includes with one's forehead, the act of prostration must include one's forehead, both hands, both knees, and the atraf qadamay, the toes of both feet. They must touch the ground, and the toes should be facing the qibla while they're touching the ground. Then it says, والسادس قاعدة الأخيرة مقدار التشهد. The final sitting before one finishes the prayer. For at least the length of reciting تحية لله والصلوات والطيبات, known as the تشهد. So the shortest time it takes one to recite التحيات لله والصلاة والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن عبده ورسوله. That the time it takes to recite that, this is known as القاعدة الأخيرة. The final sitting before the prayer is actually concluded. So those are the sort of six integrals of the prayer. Then he says, it is obligatory. وَيُفْتَرَضُ الْخُرُوجُ بِصُنْعِ الْمُصَلِّي. It is important, is obligatory, sorry, for the one praying to end the prayer with by his own action. No one can conclude one's prayer for another person. وَيَجِبُ أَن يَكُونَ الْخُرُوجُ مِنْهَا بِاللَّفْظِ السَّلَامِ فِي كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ كَمَا سَنَذْكُرُهُ. It is mandatory, wajib, that this action be this action of sort of concluding the prayer or exiting the prayer, to end the prayer by saying the word as-salam twice for every prayer, as he says he will mention. So even though saying as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh bit, this is not a mandatory, this is not a mandatory obligatory part of the salah. It's an additional sunnah aspect of the prayer. So as soon as one says as-salamu alaykum, as-salamu, as soon as one says that, one's prayer is concluded. One's prayer is concluded. Then we're on the wajibat al-salah, the mandatory aspects of the salah. Here, rahimahullah, fasl min wajibat al-salah. So he says, ta'yin al-takbir lil-iftitah kulli salatin wa qira'atu al-fatiha wa dhammu suratin aw thalatha ayatin fi rak'atay al-fard wa kullu nafil wal-witr wa ta'yin al-qira'ati fi awwali الفرد وضم الأنف للجبهة في السجود والإتيان بالسجدة الثانية قبل الانتقال لغيرها وتعديل الأركان والقعود الأول قراءة التشهد في الجلوس جلوسين ولفظ السلام قنوت الوتر وتكبيرات الزوائد في العيدين والجهر فيما يجهر الإمام والإصرار فيما يخاف ولو منفردا. He says from the wajibat of the prayer, from the mandatory aspects of the prayer, here rahimahullah, he says, among them are the following. So the wajibat, these mandatory aspects, you're not allowed to omit them, otherwise the prayer will be deficient. If they were purposefully omitted, that's sinful, and then one has to repeat the prayer. And as we'll see later, if you forgetfully or mistakenly omit a wajib aspect of the prayer, then you have to do, in order to compensate for that, one has to do a forgetfulness prostration at the end of the prayer, and that will come a bit further down. So min wajibat al-salah, from the mandatory aspects of the salah, are the following. Ta'yinu takbir li-iftitah kulli salah. To say the words Allahu Akbar specifically, to begin every prayer. So the tahreema. For the tahreema, one must say Allahu Akbar. Then he says, wa qira'atu al-fatiha, to recite the Fatiha Sharifa. That is all of the Fatiha. Each verse is wajib. Wa dhammu thurati aw thalath ayatin fi rak'ati al-fard. One must recite Surah Fatiha and join with that a surah, another chapter, or thalath ayatin, or three short verses, in every unit or compartment of the obligatory prayer. So if the prayer is two compartments or two parts, two units, then in each unit, one must pray with recitation of Surah Fatiha, followed by a short surah or three verses, short verses. So something like, ثُمَّ نَظَرْ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَصَرْ ثم أدبر واستكبر لا أبي نفل. Then he says, وكل نفل والوتر. Whether, so one has to do the recitation of a chapter or Surah Fatiha with a surah in all the recommended prayers, the nafil prayers, and all the witted prayers as well. Then he says, وتعيين القراءة في أولي الفرض. One must do the recitation of the Fatiha with another surah or three verses in every first two rak'ah, first two units or compartments or parts of the prayer, the obligatory prayer. وضم الأنف للجبهة في السجود. To perform the sujood with the forehead and a part of the anf or nose. والإتيان بالسجدة الثانية قبل الانتقال لغيرها. To perform the second prostration before moving on to the other parts of the prayer. وتعديل الأركان. And to be straight and still in each integral of integral of the prayer. And the moment that the length of time one stays still is the length of saying at least Subhanallah once. So there shouldn't be, so one is going, one is standing in the prayer and then one is going to bow. And then if one bows and comes back up, shouldn't be like that. It should be then pausing and going into sujood. So one must be at least relaxed in every integral posture, every integral of the prayer. So when you're bowing and you're prostrating, and as well as you're standing after the bowing, or they call the qawma, and in the sitting between prostration, known as the jalsa, one must have, one must be at rest for a moment. وقعود الأول, the first sitting, that is the sitting after the two rak'ah. So if one's praying three units of prayer, three compartmentalized or three parts of prayer, three like Salat al-Maghrib, or four like in Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha. The first two units, after that one must sit. Yeah, one must sit. This is known as Qu'ud al-Awwal. Wa qira'atu tashahhud fil julusayn. To recite the entire tashahhud in both sittings. One is not allowed to omit part of it, because omitting part of it is like omitting all of it. So one must recite the entire tashahhud for both the sittings. So after the two rak'ah has been prayed, one sits, one must recite the tashahhud. Then one gets up, and then if it's a three rak'ah prayer, one sits back down again in the third unit and must recite the tashahhud as well. And again, in the fourth rak'ah, one must do it as well before one concludes the prayer. وَلَفْظُ السَّلَامُ, to say the word السلام twice, that will end the prayer. Each one is wajib for the Hanafis. Adding عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, all that bit, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, that bit after the salam, عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, that is a sunnah. That's not a mandatory aspect of the prayer. And I mentioned that already. وَقُنُوتِ الْوِتِرِ, to recite the qunut in witr. Any supplication dua will fulfill this, of course. But the qunut must be recited in the witr prayer. Then he says, وَتَكْبِيرَاتُ الزَّوَائِدِ فِي الْعِيدَيْنِ, the extra takbirs that are made during the Eid prayer. And they are six. There are six extra takbirs that are made in the Eid prayer. And that's both the Eid al-Adha and the Eid al-Fitr. Then he says, وتكبيرات الزوائد في العيدين، والجهر فيما يجهر الإمام. For the Imam to recite the chapters of the Quran loudly in the first two rak'ah of the obligatory prayers, فيما يجهر الإمام. In those prayers where you must recite loudly, you must recite loudly for the Imam, that is. So the Fajr, so the reciting loud for the Imam in the Fajr prayer, the Maghrib prayer, and the Isha prayer. Then he says, والإصرار فيما يخافت ولو منفردا. For the Imam and whoever is praying by oneself, solitary prayer, one must recite the Quran silently in the other remaining rak'ahs of the obligatory prayer. So in the Dhuhr obligatory prayer, there's four. There is no loud recitation there in the first two. In the Asr, there's no loud recitation of the prayer in the first two units or rak'ah or compartments of the prayer. And then in Maghrib, the first two units of the prayer, rak'ah of the prayer, must be recited loudly for the Imam and then silently afterwards. And then for the Isha prayer, after the first two rak'ah or parts of the prayer are recited loudly, the remaining two rak'ah, the remaining two units, are not recited loudly. That's whether one is an imam or one is by oneself. That is whether one is an imam or one is by oneself. And the Shaykh, rahimahullah, is on the sunnah aspects of the prayer. And inshallah, we will pick this up, the sunnah prayer, in our next session, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So we've gone through the obligatory aspects, the mandatory aspects. We've gone through the conditions and the pillars or the arkan of the salah. I will stop there. Wa akhru da'wani alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If there's any questions, feel free to ask. Okay, so if there's no questions, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll resume our session on the Sunan al-Salah, the Sunnah acts of the prayer, and the going on to the adab of the prayer, then the supplications, and then various aspects related to the prayer. And we will finish that section, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Until our next session then, I will leave you to it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.